Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me and the dog. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview brought to you today by 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com. If you need live entertainment for your party, wedding, bar mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia metro areas, check out 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com for a real good time. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and home of former Playboy Playmate of the Year, Lynn Austin, St. Petersburg, Florida. Can I be honest with you? The whole Real Housewives phenomenon slipped right past me. Oh, I don't think they missed me. Well, a middle-aged, bald-headed stooge is probably not their key demographic. And I probably wouldn't have ever gotten interested in any of it, but for the March 2010 issue of Playboy magazine. Smiling sweetly at me, well, maybe not at you, but definitely at me, was the stunning Kelly Ben Simon. That's how I learned she was one of the stars of Bravo's The Real Housewives of New York City. Suddenly, I was a lot more interested in this whole Housewives phenomenon. And I'm thinking they need to do the next iteration of the show right here in the new media capital of the world, because I can think of plenty of Real Housewives of St. Petersburg. Okay, I digress. Kelly Ben Simon is a beautiful woman, one who can give the usual, barely legal girl of Playboy a run for the money, in my book, any day. Kelly, welcome to Mr. Media. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
It's Kelly.
Kelly, yeah, hi. Welcome
hi.
To the show.
Hi. Hello.
Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. am I a horrible guy for admitting I wasn't familiar with your show until you appeared in Playboy, or was that kind of the whole idea?
I think that happened to a lot of people. It's on Bravo, so it's not on national television. So I think a lot of people recognize me more from Playboy. I mean, people call me, they refer to me more to Playboy than on the show. That's cool.
Okay, so it's not just me.
I'm flattered that you recognize me anyway.
Well, and I got to ask you, I mean, exposing your whole life on Housewives is one thing, but Playboy, wasn't that a much bigger leap of faith?
Well, not really. I mean, you have to be honest, too, that I don't expose my whole life on Housewives. It's an intersection of, different women in New York. We're cast for the show. I was put on the show. I was supposed to be actually on a fashion show, and then they asked me to, ignite the women on this show because they weren't, it wasn't doing so well. So, it's really not what people think it is. It's not like people aren't following me around 24 hours a day. It's not invasive. It's not exposing. I mean, my kids are on it a little bit. It's not really what people think it is. What it is it's a lot of fun. But, it's being in Playboy a leap of faith. Yeah, going on television is a leap of faith. I mean, and doing anything that's completely out of the box is a huge leap of faith. But if you don't try, what's the point?
And right? What kind of reaction? Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, like, you going on the radio is a leap of faith. You're it's like all of a sudden you have to talk about, your life and your family, and you have to make, be critical. That's a leap of faith, too. Everything that you do that's, like, maybe not necessarily out of your comfort level is a leap of faith, and I think it's good to do that because if you don't challenge yourself, then you're going to regret it later on, and, later on the opportunity is not going to, present itself.
Oh, I think going on the radio for me was just a desperate stab at something else.
Oh, really? Like what?
Yeah, I think it's completely different. Well, what kind of reaction have you had about Playboy from the other women on the show? Are they jealous? Are they supportive? Are they kind of mixed?
Listen, let's be honest. I mean, every single woman wants to be on Playboy, whether they admit to it or not. It's like the ultimate, a stamp of approval that you're not only beautiful, but that you're, kind of an object of desire. That's not the reason I did it. I mean, I'm 41 years old, and I wanted to, I have two beautiful girls, and I wanted to show people a different kind of healthful lifestyle. I wanted people to see that at 41 years old, you can still look great. You can have a really great lifestyle, and you can have fun with the life that you're living. That was really the whole reason I did it. I didn't do it because I wanted to, show people my body. I mean, I can walk on the beach. I was more mm-hmm. I'm more exposed in a bikini than I am. I mean, more exposed, to be honest with you, in some dresses I wear than I was in Playboy. It wasn't really about that. It wasn't really about, you know, empowering women and saying, look, you know, if I'm 41 and you know, I can, you know, be healthy, so can you.
Has it helped you or the show more that you did this?
I think it helped the show a lot.
It is definitely an attention getter.
It definitely put the show on more on the radar. You know, people definitely tuned in more to me, which is really exciting. You know, it's all part of the whole, you know, engine. And, you know, if I can help them and, you know, make the show look better, then that's good news. That's not bad news.
All right. Last question. You've taken off your clothes.
I wish I was gonna give you these answers. Like, seriously, it's all about me. I'm just not that kind of girl. A lot of people saw, you know, an edited version of me last season and it came from somebody who didn't know me at all. And it was like, I know this girl. And when they realize that she didn't know me, then, you know, the whole world is like, it's like what? I mean, people think of me as like the new housewife. They're like, we met Kelly last season, but that's really not the same Kelly. And it's like, I mean, literally people laugh. They're like, she's a new housewife.
Well, I was just going to ask you before, because I know you have to go. You've taken your clothes off once for Playboy. Do they stay on from this point forward, or do you think that might happen again for something else?
I mean, let's be honest. I don't really think that you have to take your clothes off to make an impact. I really wasn't trying to make an impact. I was trying to make a change. And if I want to take my clothes off again, maybe I will. Who knows? Maybe at 50, I'll be like, you know what? I even look better at 50. So, you know, like this is something to aspire to at 50. You know, I can't say what I will and won't do because I don't want to be that person. But if the opportunity presents itself and I think it's something that would be good for me and, you know, for my career, you know, who knows?
Well, folks, you can catch Kelly Ben Simon every Thursday night this spring at 10 p.m. in The Real Housewives of New York on Bravo and catch up with episodes you missed at Hulu.com and check out her website, www.kellykilorenbensimon.com. And remember, she has made it safe for 41-year-olds all over the world to take off their clothes. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us at Mr. Media today.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Yeah.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For more interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Kirk Douglas, Billy Bob Thornton, Ted Raimi, Nathan Fillion, Christian Slater, Alicia Cuthbert, Ali Sheedy, Anthony Head, and Ramona Singer of The Real Housewives of New York City, and many more. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia. to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia, Mr. Media, for your free audiobook. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Andelman or facebook.com/Andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, everybody.